This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There is some breaking news regarding the Saints. Derek Carr is retiring. You might have heard an announcement in a little news break earlier. Due to injury, we got Jeff Nowak on the line, who's going to talk to us about this. He's the Saints sideline reporter, knows everything that needs to be known about the Saints. And Jeff, thanks for calling in. So fill us in on what's going on and what it means for the Saints.
Yeah, sharp pivot from a topic. Appreciate you giving me the time here. But yeah, this morning, news broke. Derek Carr, Saints quarterback of the last two seasons, is retiring from the NFL. That is official. The Saints have announced it. There's a statement from Derek Carr. You know, it's been something that's been talked about, reported on, but there has been little information given out from the Saints over the last several weeks. We talked to Mickey Loomis prior to the draft, and all he would say is they are aware of a shoulder injury. They confirmed it, and they were working toward a resolution, hopeful to have something in the next few weeks. And now that we know the resolution was Derek Carr retiring, it makes a little bit more sense why they wanted to keep that close to the vest, because this decision by Derek is probably the best case for the Saints from a financial perspective. They should be able to recoup a good amount of the money that they owed him. I don't have the exact numbers on that right now, so I don't want to speak to it, but it should be very helpful for the Saints financially and from a flexibility perspective going forward. They drafted Tyler Shuck in the second round, quarterback out of Louisville. They have Spencer Rattler still on the team from last year, a rookie from last year who started six games. So there should be some level of, okay, this is a competition in camp. Who's going to be the starter? But, yeah, the injury for Derek Carr, they confirmed it with imaging. It was a torn labrum or a labral tear of some kind. There was degenerative issues in his shoulder. He had the option of having surgery, but there was no guarantee that he would ever get back to the strength level that is needed to play quarterback at the NFL level. So he's opting to retire. You know, an 11-year career, he started 27 games for the Saints over the last 2 years, went 14-13, was limited to 10 games last year with an oblique issue and a shoulder injury, which is where he believes he suffered the shoulder injury that's ultimately causing his retirement. It was the game against the Giants. He dove for a first down, came down hard, suffered a concussion, fractured his hand. And as he ramped up throwing for this season, it appears that he kind of figured out as that was going on that there was an issue in his shoulder. The Saints said that there was communication throughout the process. You know, we did hear from Derek Carr in the form of a sermon in Las Vegas last week, where he kind of detailed a lot of the issues he's been going through in terms of some of the talk about him had been inaccurate. You know, he detailed some of what he's been going through this offseason from a family perspective, some significant information there. And he kind of made it to the point that, okay, we're going to figure this out in the next few weeks. He'd been in communication with the Saints. And, you know, it's kind of stunning. You're talking about a 34-year-old quarterback who you at least had some degree of expectation that he would play out a 4-year contract when you signed him prior to the 2023 season, and now you're looking at it as, okay, you're turning the page from a head coach perspective. Kellen Moore is the new head coach. You've drafted a rookie quarterback, and Derek Carr is now out of the picture. So a lot of people wanted, hey, turn the page, move forward, new era, and that's what they're getting.
Wow. Well, that's a whole heap of news. I appreciate that, Jeff. Catching us up on all that. I know this is going to be a topic of big discussion all around the city and the area. So thanks for filling us in, Jeff. Thanks so much.
No doubt. Thanks, Dan. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.